bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Jackie Dalton. This is bbclearningenglish.com. Last week we looked at humour and why it's important. It can be used to help you cope with an embarrassing situation or to build a good relationship with others, and sometimes to make yourself the centre of attention. Today we're going to hear more from Jennifer Coates of Roehampton University. She's done a lot of research into the differences in the ways men and women talk to each other and use humour. She thinks men and women use humour in very different ways. First, some helpful words.
A joke.
Something you say to make people laugh, often a funny story or short comment.
Banter.
Which means conversation where people say amusing things.
Solo.
Which means on your own. So what does Jennifer think are some of the differences in the way men and women use humour? Listen to find out.
Women much more share stories of things going wrong or having problems or an embarrassing situation, whereas men much more prefer either jokey banter or telling a joke in a much more solo way.
Did you get the answer? Women share stories about things going wrong or embarrassing situations. But men prefer telling jokes and banter in a more individual or solo way. They don't share so much. As we listen to Jennifer again, some phrases that we'll come across.
To collaborate.
Which means to work together.
A joint creation.
Something people do together as a team.
To take the floor.
To talk to a group of people and become the focus of attention.
To hog.
To keep something all to yourself and not share it with others. Listen out for these expressions in use.
I think altogether in talk, men are more likely to be soloists and women are more likely to be members of a group. Women like collaborating in talk and producing something that can be seen as a joint creation, whereas men, they like to take strong positions, and this is the same in humour. They'll take the floor and they'll tell a funny story or they'll tell a joke, and then they're very happy to pass it over to someone else. So it's not as if they hog the floor, but it's much more, this is what I've got to say, not what we've got to say.
So again, Jennifer tells us her research shows women tend to collaborate in humour to make a joint creation, whereas men like to take the floor and perform alone. Well, I think it's now time to hear from a man. So I asked one what he thought. This is Kaz.
Solidarity amongst women. Yeah, that might be true. That might be just true of female psychology in general and the way they communicate.
Kaz agrees it could be true that women use humour more for solidarity. Solidarity, building a strong relationship with those around you. Collaborating. He says it's not just about humour, but about the way females communicate with each other in general. What are some of the other differences in men and women's humour, according to him?
Things that I find funny over and over and over again. Things that my wife finds funny, she finds funny once. You might get a smile from her a second time, but after that it starts to irritate her, and I think maybe that's a difference.
Now, what does Yvonne think is the main difference between men and women's humour?
Women are kind of fussy and they go into big details, whereas men just see the general thing. So a big burp might be funny to a man, and that's all it needs to be. It doesn't need to be, well, why did it sound like that, or was it because you've been drinking a fizzy drink? They don't care. It was just a burp and it came out loud and it was at the wrong time, and that's funny. And I do like men's sense of humour. It's less complicated.
Yvonne thinks men's humour is more simple, less complicated. But she also thinks women use humour for selfish reasons. She'll use the word devious.
Devious.
Which means to use dishonest tricks to get what you want.
I think that women get quite devious about how they use their sense of humour sometimes. So they try to say something serious to a boyfriend or a husband, for example, and I've noticed that what they do is they're actually saying something quite serious but trying to cover it up with a joke. And I find that quite devious.
Well, there you go. Some very different opinions on how we use humour. Perhaps next time you're with a group of people, pay close attention to how they interact and form your own opinion about men, women and humour. To end, a reminder of some of the language that came up. Joke, banter, solo, to collaborate, a joint creation, to take the floor, to hog, to be devious.
BBCLearningEnglish.com